Due to the insults that have been leveled against the Restart followers in the last few days and the smearing of their character, we see this action as an act of war, and since you attacked us, we will attack you. The call to action for the Restart followers is that on election day they will turn the polling stations into a bloodbath. We'll show you what a restart is. During the presidential election, going to the polling stations is up to you. Your return isn't guaranteed. Welcome to 83, my friend. Welcome to the 20 million strong Restart Ground Army. Welcome to Restart. You struck a blow, now drink a blow. Every action has a reaction, my dear. We know where to attack. For example, you might say you'll be informed 3 to 4 days before, but that's not how it works. Every Iranian who goes to the ballot box, their hands are either stained with the blood of the people, stained with the people's money, or stained with the preservation of the regime. Therefore, they are enemies of Restart, and all the main enemies of the Iranian nation will gather on that day to preserve the regime. We have declared that day a day of attack, a very dangerous day, and the dear ones who want to go and vote, be very careful, because we don't know what will happen and what the collective wisdom of the Restart followers will do in their intellectual domains. Kurdistan, Loristan, Sistan, and Baluchistan, North and South, they might have many other things as well. For this reason, the restart call is on election day, and the polling stations of the Islamic Republic are a place for us. Whatever happens from today onward, there is nothing I can do. Now, in the future, the Islamic Republic might do 2 or 3 things. Number one, they might say, come and vote online. They're scared, you see. It has started from now. They accept the power of Restart more than you do. My dear Restart followers, they know the complete army of Restart. They fully know the unity of being. You insulted us, and you must face the consequences. Second point, I don't care about the past years. This year, anyone who votes and has a stamp in their ID book will definitely be arrested in the future in the empire of Sufism. They will definitely be arrested. So don't say tomorrow that I didn't warn you. It doesn't matter if you're an artist, man, and so on. Any artist who takes a picture, any actor, any doctor, anyone in a tie, anyone in a chador, anyone who enters the polling stations, don't say tomorrow that we didn't know. It has nothing to do with me. That day will be a very dangerous day. It's a day when, even if the police force is large at one of the stations, the Restart followers will be waiting outside with motorcycles, bicycles, and cars for you who voted and came out, and they will escort you all the way home. And a few other things you should know. Number two, Iranians abroad will also grace the Iranian embassies outside the country with their love and affection. And all the Iranians who go to the embassies to vote on that day will be filmed, their pictures will be taken, and their bank accounts abroad will be checked in the future. The empire of Sufism will no longer have mercy on anyone, because this is a directive being announced by millions of Restart followers. We will show you a knockout punch, or a hook, as Muhammad Ali would say, so you know what will happen and what things you will see. In any case, all the enemies of the Iranian nation must go and vote to preserve the regime, and they will vote. It's the best day, actually. You know why? Because all the enemies are in one place. You don't need to go searching for them. The cameras are on, and then the Restart partisan members will do their own thing. The rest of the ladies and gentlemen are also completely aware. Do this alone. If you can strike a blow by yourself, whatever blow you want, it's none of my business. I'm not going to snoop on your affairs. Now, whether you're from Kurdistan, Mr. Hosseini, what's with this eye? What's it to me? Do whatever you want to do. That day will be a day of judgment for Iranians. If you can do something by yourself, do it. If you can't, do it with 2 people, so you don't get identified. Be very careful. Now, if you want to pull a mask over your head like Abu Muslim Khorasani, make a mask, you can do whatever you want in your home, and I have no business with it. The political parties that promoted this day, which we announced, and its correct and a logical and scientific call to action, why? Because the enemies are gathered in one place. A day after or a day before is useless. If they promote this day, then our unity is blessed. And if they didn't promote this day, they will definitely be a party in the future empire of Sufism, but they will not be or remain friends of Restart. And I'm explaining this so you are aware that in any case, any city where the polling stations are the scene of the most Restart attacks on election day will be named the City of the Valiant in the future empire of Sufism. Its sign will say, "Welcome to the City of the Valiant." You should know this, and many other things that will happen are clear. Let's move on to financial contributions. Do it quickly so we can either get the radio on a satellite or go to other networks and express ourselves in some way. Thank you very much for the kindness and the money you have sent so far. You are helping the radio so the voice isn't cut off, which is happening. And this money you are essentially showing kindness with. I wish I had said it sooner. It's been collecting very well now. On a monthly basis, it is collecting. This means we can now continue our radio independently, provided we can gather a deposit of $24,000-$25,000 to be able to do our work. But this money that people are contributing from inside and outside of Iran has made us very excited, because from next month onward, we won't have any problem with being independent on the radio and not being a subordinate to anyone. Iranians abroad must bear more of the burden. Inside Iran, all the Restart followers are promoting it. It's hard for them themselves. I've received 6,000 phone calls truly in these few months asking how to help, but we don't want them to be in danger. We need to support them and take care of them. If you have any savings and want to help the radio so our voice can be heard more and not get cut off, you would be doing a kindness. Regarding hacking, well, hacking isn't important. We have created another page with 5,000 or 6,000 followers, and the computers of the Islamic Republic simultaneously reported it and shut down our second Instagram. And then my Instagram was also restarted, meaning one restart died and was restarted again. I have thousands of Instagram pages, meaning all the supporters are Restart followers. I no longer need to restart at all. Whatever I post on Telegram, thousands of pages will immediately fill social media with it. The next point is that you should go to the pages of Trump and Netanyahu. There, you should announce that 1/10 of Iran's blocked money first support us. You should tell them to support our million-strong opposition. And second, tell them to set aside 1/10 of the money they have blocked from the Islamic Republic for us to go for a regime change and unity among the opposition. A few good opposition groups who, poor things, have been working hard for over 30 years, so we can unite with them. I'll also create the letter in English. I'll post it on Telegram for you to use. I will also write a very short second letter to Trump about the same topic soon. In any case, thank you for your kindness. Let's move past all things, for the friend's word is sweeter. Now we turn to the poem of Maulana Jalal ad-Din and see where we end the poem and the restart that will be dedicated to you. If the lover's soul breathes, it will set fire to this world, and this baseless world like atoms will scatter. I have explained this before. It is explaining a very deep point. It's as if Rumi is explaining the creation of the universe until now. Supernovae, or supernovas as we call them, he is explaining from that, saying that a wave has risen, as if a very immense wave has risen from somewhere and life has come into being. This wave has risen from the sea and the whole universe was formed. This is talking about before the Big Bang. After the Big Bang, it's as if he's talking about the production of life in the universe. Now, as it goes on, you'll see, oh, he's right, as if he wants to say something. The world will all become a sea. The sea from the oar of Noah will be. Neither Adam nor his kind will remain, if he strikes himself with Adam. He says in the middle of this, there is no human being left. When a lover comes, it means they have a beloved. It's very simple. There's a lover, there's a beloved. Supernovas are created in two ways. Number one, supernovas that die and collapse in on themselves into neutron stars, which I'm telling you about. You go and think about infinity in your head. that a very big cloud, a very thick smoke. Go and think about this, that very immense wave, a strange and enormous explosion. The second type are pairs, meaning two people, meaning a supernova comes and hits a white dwarf, for example. When this supernova hits the white dwarf, it collapses into this white dwarf because of what is inside the white dwarf itself. Then the world starts again. I will return you to your mother's womb to see where in your mother's womb these supernovas exist. The first state is like Christ, like someone who has collapsed in on himself. But you see, you will understand. 250 million sperm move towards a mother's cervix. 400 of them reach the back of it. One of them enters, which becomes a single birth. Two of them enter, which becomes twins. The moment this white dwarf, which is the ovum, and this supernova, which is 250 million, is attacked, it hits that. When one of them enters, a strange thing happens inside this one in 1 second, and no one in the world knows. Now assume the seed. The moment the seed is formed in the mother's womb, assume the moment of the Big Bang, for example. Before that, it had a lover, it had a beloved, it had a scream, it had a roar, it had a word, it had a boyfriend, a girlfriend, it had matters of love and feeling. Meaning, before your body is formed, your feeling is formed. Before your body takes shape, that love and affection and purity and kindness and all that is formed. That's why in Sufism they say rape is worse than a global event. Why? Because feelings don't come into being. Meaning, even if a child is born from rape, it's truly problematic. Not that the child might be bad or good. No, its circumstances shake the circumstances present in the world. Meaning the love and affection of two beings that we don't know. If I am the seed, I don't know these two beings. I haven't seen them. Assume a child is created in its mother's womb and dies at 9 months, dies at 8 months. It doesn't know what two beautiful people did, what they talked about, what feelings they had for each other, what love they had. When it dies, it doesn't know who is crying, how many thousands of people, how many millions of stars are sad, how many billions of galaxies. It knows nothing. It doesn't know anything about this space outside that. If the lover's soul breathes, it will set fire to this world. It understands exactly from the time it comes out of its mother's womb. It's just starting to learn how to babble. It just needs to be taught a language. They say, sir, talk like this, and then it comes and becomes Galileo. Then it realizes, oh my God, what galaxies exist. The further it goes, the more its tree of gnosis grows. And it enters into Sufism and understands more. And the more it understands, this initial Big Bang, the seed inside the mother's womb, gets closer to that beautiful one. Because all understanding is of that beautiful one. So our path is towards that beautiful one. We came out of that beautiful one and we are returning to the beautiful one, to a global understanding. So this is like a specific spatial collapse, the supernova into the white dwarf. This state is specific. A Big Bang happens. After the Big Bang happens, the being in the mother's womb still has no ears, no eyes, no thoughts. First, the heart is formed, right? But then the mind is also formed. It has no ears, nothing. It starts to move from a place that scientists don't know. Oxygen or a life force enters the earth. It's as if it's precisely explaining that first, supernovas hit each other, things hit each other. First a wave rose, then this wave hit something, bubbles were produced. The Big Bang happened, an explosion happened. After that the sun was formed, and this sun was scattered due to the magnetic field and gravitational acceleration, centrifugal forces, and many other things. These planets move away from the sun and settle in their specific orbits. It has been 4.5 billion years. And the sun has been formed for 4.5 billion years, and now the sun is 46 years old. If you don't know, know it. Meaning, if we calculate another 10 billion years, for example, the sun has entered its middle age. And then they separate and settle in their orbits, meaning divisions happen within it. Well, it's very simple. It's the same in the mother's womb. One cell to two cells to four cells, it goes on like this. And then the cells are intelligent. Meaning, they know where Bahram should go, where Jupiter should be, where Saturn should be. All of them are in their place, and everything is known. Meaning, it knows its location. The same thing happens in the mother's womb after the Big Bang. What does this mean? It means that, for example, 500,000 of the cells go to produce nails. They have the consciousness to know where to produce nails. Look, bull means bull, as scientists call it. It hasn't changed for thousands of years, meaning that gene doesn't change at all. Meaning it doesn't get smarter or dumber. It's as if there's a hard memory in it that you have to program. It's as if the further you go, the more you understand. But this hard memory has so much room for programming and programs that you can't fill it even in 50 billion years. Just like your brain, which is 1/10, 1/20. The brain is exactly like the universe, meaning you are seeing and using 1/10 or 1/20 of it. The rest you don't know what it is. They call it dark energy. Pay close attention. I want us to understand here that the more you think about yourself, the more you understand the whole universe. Scientists have now understood 20% of the universe. They say they don't know where the rest is. They don't even know why it came into being, where it came from. What was it coming for? What benefit does it have for us? What benefit does it have for the one who dies in oppression? What benefit does it have for the orange? What pressure does it put on the hyena, for example? We know nothing. The brain is the same way. They don't know why 80% of the brain exists. What benefit does it have in it? It explains what happens after this Big Bang. We'll read the poem together again, If the Lover Soul Breathes. There is a love affair with a scene. It also has a scene. When you fall in love, it has a scene. The first earthly scene is the things you and I know. The end of a heavenly spiritual Gnostic or Sufi love is killing. Meaning, it kills the person in front of it. It doesn't want anyone to see its face. It has no mercy on anyone. For this reason, the path to reaching Sufism is first to kill that. And for this reason, when you find a complete human, the first thing it makes you understand is this. The closer you get to me, I am a neutron star. I will digest you. I will eat you. I will kill you. Do you want that? Don't think I am a set of eyes, eyebrows, a nose, and a mouth. My world is you. I will kill you. I will send you into the air. Do you want it? Come. Your life, wealth, and honor are in your hand. Rumi says these things. I haven't said anything of my own. They come and say, Sir Hosseini, you are a Sufi. Don't joke. I have repeated this many times. Don't joke about these things. You are also destroying me with this. It's improvised. That's true. What is a Sufi? Forget about those few people who are around the complete human. They are a magnitude, my dear. For this reason, this is a space of love. If the lover's soul breathes, it will set fire to this world. It sets a fire in it. Well, parents know what this fire means. They really feel this fire at that moment. It catches fire, and if we go to those scenes, we can clearly see the fire in the body, the collection of this structure, and as if we see the production of a movement. And this baseless world... Who is the baseless world? It's the child. This idiot didn't even exist, this baseless, tasteless, ridiculous world that isn't even guaranteed to come into being. Every lover with a beloved, it's not guaranteed that this will be produced. Sometimes it is produced without understanding, and sometimes it is produced with understanding. Pay attention. This baseless world means this same world. Now, why am I explaining these things? Because I've told you 10 times. Your body is a microcosm. As Aziz ad-Din Nasafi says, a sample of the macrocosm. And the seed is a sample of the world of power that we are explaining. In the previous program, we are always explaining this. And this baseless world, meaning this same Mr. Hosseini, whom his parents produced. Like atoms, will it scatter? Now, this begins to move. The world will all become a sea. The sea from the awe of no will be, neither Adam nor his kind will remain if he strikes himself with Adam. These two produce a new being that has its own religions and has the characteristics of its parents in it. And there are some other things, and it's not just the parents who have a share in the production of a child, which you don't pay attention to. If every parent wants to have a child, if Sufism, science, gnosis does not want it, it won't happen. At the moment the child is being produced, gravitational acceleration also has an effect. The magnetic field also has an effect. The fact that the sun doesn't hit a wall has an effect. Billions upon billions of things are happening. Do you think it's just the mom and dad? No, my dear, the mom and dad are nothing. The mom and dad do the last thing. Before this, there was a plant, there was food, there was sustenance, there was an animal, there was a dog. All these lived so that something would go into your dad's stomach, be eaten, and then enter into a system to produce sperm. 150 million sperm are produced a day. 150 million. It's a joke, man. Let's just say we don't understand by God. All we know is that we don't know. This is enough. All these things happen. And many things come into being, like a child that is produced and a child that comes into being. A smoke will rise from the sky, neither people nor angels will remain, and from that smoke a sudden fire will strike the great dome. At that moment the sky will split open, neither being nor place will remain, a tumult will fall upon the world, and this tumult will strike at morning. At sometimes water is eaten by fire, sometimes water eats fire. Wuba, what does this mean? It means that now you go to a firefighter and say, sir, I have lit a fire and I am pouring a glass of water on it, but it's not going out. But how do you put out fire with water? He will say, we in fact put out fire with water, meaning the percentage of water is important, meaning if we pour one glass of water on the fire, the fire eats and kills the water. But the moment, for example, we pour 100 pounds of water on its head, the water kills the fire. It explains it very beautifully. It says, when the water becomes a little more, it kills the fire. And when the fire becomes a little more, it kills the water. Now, why is he saying this? Because he wants to explain the water of life and the fire of the devil, for example. The devil is a joke. It means he wants to say that when your carnal self changes, you kill people, you become arrogant, you use the people's money and public funds to torment the people, you become a bully, because when your fire increases, whatever beautiful water they have placed in you, all the people of the world have this water, the fire of the devil strikes and it torments you. Why? Because it doesn't want to prostrate to you. All my hands and limbs and thoughts and magnetic field and consciousness and mind and brain, all of them prostrated to me. Except for one thing that is inside me that says, sir, build a prison, kill people. Sometimes the devil eats the human, the water of life. Sometimes the water of life eats the devil. When you find the complete human, it gives you something. Your percentage of water increases and it kills the fire inside you. It corrupts it, destroys it, and eats it. For this reason, they say, nothing kills the carnal self but the shadow of the master. Grasp tightly the hem of that killer of the carnal self. Why? Because it connects your pipe to the pipe of the complete human, which is a source of abundant water. This water enters your body more, and this inner water of life increases, and it can torment your fire. So, who can kill the carnal self? Except for the shadow of the master. The shadow of the master, the love of the master. Master means pole. Pole means complete human. Complete human means the imam of the age. The imam of the age means the Mahdi. The Mahdi means Jesus. Jesus means Moses. Moses means Muhammad. Muhammad means Abraham. All of them. Which we are throwing the program from number 100 onwards into disarray to understand the subject. It's all one person. This pipe must be connected. Do you bend? Do you pray? Do you go up? Do you come down? To whom are you connected? Your carnal self is telling you to do this. I did a good deed. I did good. If you understood well, the regime would have changed by now. You only understand good in the way you know a girl named Nikki. You don't understand well. If you understood well 12 years ago, I would be the richest person now. I would have started Restart 12 years ago and changed the regime 15 times. You don't understand well. You have done good somewhere else. You didn't understand the main point, which is the knowledge of the complete human. And no one can extinguish this fire. Sometimes water is taken by fire, sometimes water eats fires, it eats the fire. Sometimes the wave of the sea of non-existence strikes at white and black. Ashab and Adam mean white and black, but a type of white and black where the darkness goes to the light or the light goes to the darkness. This is a very important point. Black is not white. Look, there is light. A day goes by, night comes, blackness takes over the whiteness, and whiteness takes over the blackness. It explains Ashab and Adam in this. Well, it says, Sir, no one in this universe which was created, which you came into, and so on, and you came with love. This was so that that beautiful one, two beautiful ones, or one beautiful one from one beautiful one, two beautiful ones came into being. This is explaining if the lover's soul breathes fire upon this world. From here, a second one is just being produced. Meaning this is a very deep reference that we have to open up later. It's very deep. It's Rumi, you see. He destroys the universe. He says, after these things happened and so on, there are things in you that are in his hands. No one can. Even if you are a great scholar, you will never understand, in the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. You will never understand that Jesus says, I am the Savior, I am the way to the beautiful one. You and I will never understand. Sometimes water is taken by fire. Sometimes water eats fire. Sometimes the wave of the sea of non-existence strikes at white and black. Pay attention. This is a very important point, because I have explained it in the Good Night Iran program. I explained that I asked the Restart followers to listen to that program too. A wave has come from the sea of non-existence. Ashab and Adham are the distance of light and darkness, the distance between Hosseini becoming the worshipper Barsisa or Ibrahim ibn Adham. It's talking about the distance between the Pharaoh of Moses inside you. It's exactly referring to it. Ashab and Adam mean Moses and the Pharaoh that is inside you. That if this water is not connected, the water that is connected to you from the side of the complete human, the Pharaoh becomes strong. You, exactly like an idiot, are looking for an external Pharaoh. This is what Hosseini says. So this is only that water. It beautifully explains the space of Sufism and Gnosis, and it is talking scientifically, meaning all its words are scientific. The exact same thing happens in the body of a child, in the mother's womb as it grows. This is a very good point to know. We must understand this from amino acids. Let's see that this wave that is being produced, the amino acids that come into being. First, let's see, when did oxygen come into being? Did the ozone layer come first or oxygen? The first question that Sufism asked in the world, and then these godless people steal it and claim it as their own, just as religion steal from Sufism. The godless people also steal, like the theory of Darwin that they put out. The first question is this: did the chicken come into being, or the egg? Do you know? That's what it means. Do you know? No. Go outside and do not breathe until the spirit breathes for you. You and I know nothing. Did man come into being? Did a donkey come into being, or a baby donkey? We don't know. Did the seed of a plant come into being, or the plant itself? We don't know. You have to go back 4.5 billion years and see when the sun was shattered and went away, why Venus has become like this in the world. You have to go and sit in the middle of the moon and see if the face of the earth is similar to the moon or not. You have to go and see. And you can't understand and comprehend it. You can't. Just like right now, you can see the face of this side of the moon. It's completely different from the other side of the moon. It's exactly like the complete human, meaning the sunlight hits one side of the moon, hits one side towards the people on the face of the earth, and this side of it is always towards us. and its back is a completely different shape. It's very interesting. We have one moon up there. It has two parts. One part is the back of the moon. One part is the face of the moon. The face of the moon's shape is completely different from the back of the moon. It's scientifically different. Then what does he say happens? He says what happens after these events? The sun will fall into an ambush. Slowly. This explosion that comes into being, slowly the pieces are completely opened up. The sun decreases. This big sun has decreased. It has become pieces. One of them became the earth. One became, he keeps saying it, the sun will fall into ambush from the light of the human soul. It's a lot. He says the light of the complete human is so high. Who is the sun, man? The sun is not even seen. Some days you don't even see the moon at all because the light of the sun is so much. He says the complete human, that beautiful one, has a light so strong that you don't see the sun. The sun's light is so blinding. The sun will fall into ambush from the light of the human soul. Ask a few strangers there where intimates rarely strike. It had many other points, but I think we'll say goodbye to you until next week. Because if I go to the next verse, I'll have to talk for 40 minutes. For this reason, allow us to postpone it until next week. The sun will fall into ambush from the light of the human soul. Ask a few strangers there where intimates rarely strike. Remember that we are from above and we go up. What is above? Where is above? It means Allah. Allah means up there. Ha ha ha. Up there is a place. You and I understand above in terms of length, width, and height. When we all, God willing, die, God willing, God willing. After that, we will finally understand where above is. We will finally understand that above. We will set aside time. Length, width, and height will fly up into the air. The structure of time, which is multidimensional, will fly up into the air. Everything will fly up into the air. Then we will understand above. So above is something to be understood. So who can understand above? Rumi and Attar. The Sufis who were able to curve in their inner being within the complete human to understand. They see and have seen, and that's why they are saying this.
We are from above and we go up. We are from the sea and we go to the sea. We are not from there or from here. We are from no place and we go to no place. There is no God followed by except God, like no, we too go to accept. We are Noah's ark in the storm of the Spirit. We go without hands and feet. We are Noah's Ark. This also has its own stories. Thank you for listening to this program, and I am grateful to the Restart followers who are severely promoting and standing behind this program. I also told you on the first day, if you stand, we stand. If you don't stand, we don't stand. It has no benefit for me other than that you and I hold hands to build our country, to raise our understanding. The devil must go out. The devil doesn't go out with a kick. The devil goes out with wisdom, and we must replace it with thought. I am truly sitting here right now and have no problem with anyone in the universe, truly, meaning don't think I have reasons. I have no reasons. Thank you. Goodbye.